GOP Representative Brian Mast wears Israeli military uniform to Capitol, Glebe Scott her flag, I've got my uniform. By Catherine Hamilton on October 13, 2023. Representative Brian Mast, RFL, wore his Israel Defense Forces, IDF, military uniform on Friday on Capitol Hill in a showing of solidarity with the State of Israel following horrific attacks executed by Palestinian Hamas terrorists last weekend. Mast notably served the United States Army for 12 years as a bomb disposal expert in Afghanistan and lost his legs in an explosion, CBN reported. He then volunteered in 2015 to work at an Israeli army base in a civilian capacity for 2 weeks, according to Jewish Press. As the only member to serve with both the United States Army and the Israel Defense Forces, I will always stand with Israel, Mast posted to X. Mast also shaded Representative Rashid Tlaib, DME, who has taken heat for displaying the Palestinian flag outside of her congressional office. When questioned by reporters, Tlaib declined to comment on the flag or on Hamas terrorists decapitating babies, murdering children, and raping women in Israel. Tlaib, who is of Palestinian heritage, also attended an event celebrating Palestinian terror, glorifying martyrs, and calling for the destruction of the Jewish state, and appeared to claim in a statement that Hamas's violence against Israeli women and children was resistance in response to suffocating, dehumanizing conditions in Gaza. Tlaib's got her flag. I've got my uniform. Global day of rage my ass, Mast said, referencing a call from a former Hamas chief for Muslims to wage jihad on Friday and sacrifice their blood and souls in solidarity with Hamas. Friday marked the seventh day of the war between Hamas and Israel. Hamas launched a terror attack on Israel early Saturday, October 7, and has thus far killed more than 1,300 people and injured more than 3,400, according to reports. The attack occurred on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the last day of the High Holy Day cycle. More than 150 Israelis were also kidnapped to Gaza, including women, children, and the elderly, many of whom were abused during their abductions. The Palestinian terror attack against Israel has been referred to as the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Warning, graphic content. This is Erez Kaldaron, an Israeli boy. He is 12 years old. Erez is missing, kidnapped by Hamas terrorists, after they invaded kibbutz near Oz and set everything on fire. Erez and his entire family are unaccounted for. Please share so the world knows and demands their return. pic.twitter.com/makerup5v. Arsen Ostrovsky, at Ostrov_A, October 10, 2023. Immediately in response to the attack, the Israeli Air Force has struck at least 1,000 terror targets in Gaza. Israel has also mobilized 300,000 reservists and has since reportedly conducted localized raids in Gaza against Palestinian terrorists and launched strikes against Hezbollah sites in Lebanon. Hundreds of foreign nationals in Israel have also been reported murdered, missing, or abducted by Hamas terrorists following the deadly invasion. At least 27 Americans have been killed, and an unspecified number of Americans have been taken hostage or remain unaccounted for. 18-year-old Natalie Ronan from Chicago is one of the U.S. citizens taken to Gaza and held hostage by Hamas. She and her mother Judith were both kidnapped while visiting family members. pic.twitter.com/4k297tfla. Visegrad 24, at Visegrad 24, October 10, 2023.